Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Good evening, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're beginning with boxing.
Yeheus, boxing's most ballyhooed bout of the year, Mayweather versus Pacquiao, certainly did not live up to the hype on May 2nd in Las Vegas, Nevada. The unbeaten Floyd Mayweather beat Manny Pacquiao by unanimous decision in the World Welterweight Championship fight. But in end-of-year comments by the VOA's undisputed and reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mueta said many boxing fans felt ripped off. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's go back to early May now and listen to what Namdi had to say after the so-called fight of the century. And our conversation begins with, good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Floyd Mayweather remains unbeaten. Unanimous decision over Manny Pacquiao in the fight of the century. First off, Namdi, I posted some photos at my Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page, just dumbfounded at some of the reaction, saying Pac-Man was robbed and that the match was fixed. Did they watch the same fight that you and I watched?
Sonny, still undefeated, still a cash machine. I remember your old friend, the late Angelo Dundee. Floyd Mayweather did a number on Manny Pacquiao and made him look stupid. Box circles around Manny Pacquiao.
Lots of question marks after the fight, Namdi. The Pac-Man basically making some excuses, saying that he injured his right shoulder in training.
2 weeks before the fight and 1 week before the fight, it's my shoulder's getting better and better, but not really 100%, totally 100%, recover, but at least I can use it, but something wrong.
Well, then why didn't they postpone the fight if he's not healthy?
Sonny, Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach both are sore losers, you know. I went to Wildcard Gym before the fight. I watched him. And on this show, Sonny, I told our listeners that this cat is not ready. All this excuse, shoulder injury. He didn't even talk about the calf muscles, you know, and all that stuff. A sore loser. He should be ashamed of himself. This is his last payday.
From my two cents, Namdi, when you get into the ring for a fight that's been hyped that much, you better come to fight.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing, you know. Mayweather, we expected a masterful technician Saturday night, and he delivered. Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach, you wonder what they were doing in training camp. You know, they were busy dealing with Hollywood celebrities, making all this appearance in Jimmy Kimmel's show. They had no plan B. I mean, if you remember, we talked about adjustments in fights, you know. Manny Pacquiao was just like driving a car in one gear. You know what's going to happen. You burn up the clutch, mess up the car. Floyd was able to adjust. And if you remember, we talked about Floyd Mayweather putting the early rounds in the bag, putting it in the bank. And that's exactly what he did and frustrated Manny Pacquiao.
Were there turning points in the fight where you thought he's got it, he's dominating this fight, and it's over?
Oh, after the first five rounds, you know, all these haters were the people that made him rich, you know, because they paid a lot of money to see him get knocked out, see him bloodied. But this man keep banking. So you can hate him as much as you want. He will go down in boxing as the best, you know. I even got a call from Lagos chewing me out about what I said on Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather. And they said that the motor park fights in Lagos is more exciting. And I told them that, look, dude, the motor park fights knows nothing about defense. It's all offense.
And yet, I think you're right, Namdi. I think so many fans wanted this brawl between Pacquiao and Mayweather, but Mayweather just won't allow that type of fight.
Sonny, these fans paid for toe-to-toe, but we in the game, we saw this long time ago that there'll be no toe-to-toe, there'll be no Maidana-style one fight. It's going to be a fight with the smartest man in the ring with the smartest corner. And that's exactly what happened. Personally, me and you, we did not expect him to go there and look stupid and come out with bruised nose or broken jaw. No, Mayweather is too smart and too slick. He out-hustled Manny Pacquiao.
To the critics after the fight, Namdi, former champions Mike Tyson and Oscar De La Hoya, they both called it a boring fight. Your reaction?
These two guys are jealous because Floyd Mayweather, one night payday, is way better than what they made in their lifetime. They're jealous of Manny Mayweather, and they will still be jealous. He will go ahead and break Rocky Marciano's record, and they will still be jealous.
That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mayweather, speaking in early May after Floyd Mayweather beat Manny Pacquiao to improve his record to a perfect 48-0. On September 12th, the 38-year-old Mayweather announced his retirement in the ring after beating Andre Berto to improve to 49-0. Namdi says he's not so sure that retirement is going to stick, though. And Namdi says don't be surprised if Mayweather fights again in 2016 as he goes after that 50th victory.
Galala! Great show, bro.
Now let's go to Zimbabwe, where Michael Cariotti has a report on how some of the country's sportsmen and sportswomen are celebrating Christmas.
Viola Msariri was the head of delegation for the Zimbabwe team to the Special Olympic World Games, says this is the time to celebrate what has been a memorable year.
Christmas time is, for me, it's family time. So I take time to be with my family and celebrate and just give thanks to the Lord that at least we managed to go through another year and we're looking forward to yet another year.
On the other hand, the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Football Association, Olisani Gwesela, says he will be on his way to his rural home of Jombe to join the rest of the family for a braai.
As per tradition, I will visit my rural areas in Jombe. That's where I will visit all my relatives, play with my old friends, people that I grew up with, our kinsmen, who are going to slaughter goat cattle. That is my tradition.
Even Zimbabwe Olympic Committee Chief Executive Officer Anna Muguni says after a hectic year, it is time to take a rest. Muguni says she'll be at a rural home in Chimanimani, Mianikaland province, with the rest of the family for a Christmas reunion.
We are going to go Kumusha, Chimanimani, and go and rest. Just take a break.
However, five-time Castle Soccer Star of the Year, George Shire, says he will be relaxing at home with nothing serious to do.
Though I'm just planning my Christmas quietly at home.
But for World Boxing Council bronze belt title holder Charles Manucci, this is his time to go into serious training.
I'll be training because I've got 4 months resting, just taking a rest. But I think for this, I've started training past 2 weeks up to January.
Manucci is looking forward for a crack at the World Boxing Council silver belt title, which British boxer Amir Khan holds. Even the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Volleyball Association, Ringisai Mapondera, says it will be sporting business as usual. The Volleyball Supremo says they will be busy.
We'll spend our Christmas playing volleyball.
These are the different ways in which people choose to spend their Christmas. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariotti.
Voice of America!
Come back, baby, come back. Little, little.
German basketball star Dirk Nowitzki moved into sixth place on the NBA's career scoring list Wednesday night and helped the Dallas Mavericks edge the Brooklyn Nets 119-118 in overtime in New York City. Nowitzki made the go-ahead basket with about 19 seconds left in the overtime period to lift the Mavericks to victory. Dirk ended the game with 22 points, giving him 28,609 in his career. The retired Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the NBA's all-time career scoring leader with 38,387 points. Abdul-Jabbar is followed by Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, the late, great Wilt Chamberlain, and now Dirk Nowitzki. Meanwhile, Nowitzki's teammate J.J. Barea scored a career-high 32 points and added a season-best 11 assists for the Mavericks in that game on Wednesday night. The other NBA team based in New York, the Knicks, were in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday night, and they also lost. LeBron James scored 24 points, including three key baskets down the stretch, to lead the host Cleveland Cavaliers to a 91-84 victory over the Knicks. The five-time NBA champion San Antonio Spurs won their seventh consecutive game. The Spurs beat the host Minnesota Timberwolves 108-83. Kawhi Leonard had 19 points and 6 rebounds for the Spurs, who improved to 25 wins and only 5 losses for the season. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny